Welcome to Truth Mafia News. This is your host, Tommy Truthful, owner of TruthMafia.com. On August 8th, during the Lionsgate portal, which was the one-year anniversary of the Lahaina massacre, we had a 7.1 magnitude earthquake off the southern coast of Japan. This is taking place as we have a record amount of tornadoes here in the United States, more than we've ever seen before in history. And this earthquake, they think, is going to cause some major tsunami. All the mainstream media outlets are talking about a mega tsunami could hit Japan, and they think that it'll be worse than Fukushima, the one we seen on 3/11 during Fukushima. That's why that date became so prevalent. And then the pandemic was rolled out on March 11th, remember, the same day. So this took place on the afternoon of August 8th during the Lionsgate portal. And if you remember, the Lahaina massacre happened in the 808 area code on 8/8. So it's quite fitting that during the one-year anniversary of this event, we have another major unnatural disaster. Because, I mean, we can't call them natural disasters. I mean, these are being manipulated through geoengineering technology, HAARP. Okay, this is fallen angelic technology they're using on us. And wait till you see what they got planned, guys, for the 38-year anniversary in 2025. This year is the 37-year anniversary of the founding of HAARP, since it was patented. And the Lionsgate portal, that 8/8 portal, that's all tied to this energy that is used in manifestation magic when they're trying to manifest a certain event on the world stage. Remember, Trump was rated on 8/8, and Trump equals 88. Well, that's a number where they want to depopulate the sheeps, 88. And here's some footage, guys, of Japan during this earthquake. And look, on the left, they're at the mall. On the right, they're at a bowling alley. Now, you notice the guy runs under there. He's under the desk with an orange shirt on. Orange is a warning in the occult. But look at the number of under the desk he ran under, the number 34. The number 34, which is a big number we've been talking about that I told you guys to watch out for, this 34 number. And that was in our tethered decode, which is really linked to this AI technology and how it's tethered to certain entities. But of course, 34 is 17 to the second power. 17 plus 17 is 34, which is HAARP. HAARP is 17 in Chaldean. And you see him right there hiding under that. You know, he's hiding under the bowling alley thing. And they made sure you seen that. That went viral. They control what goes viral, guys. Nibiru is in that cipher too. And I've always wondered, do they want us to believe in Nibiru when really it's some geoengineering type technology that we're seeing that's being used? They don't want us living out in the remote areas because they want to be able to control us and get us into these smart cities, into their smart grid. Now, we're seeing an uprise in all these earthquakes all around the world right now. It's kind of crazy, right? But it's not that crazy when you realize that these people control the damn weather. Here's one of the articles they were talking about, dangerous tsunamis on the rise. And again, they're saying it's going to be worse than what we've seen at Fukushima. They also showed a bridge broken right there, which was talking about the earthquakes over here in Japan. And remember, during the earthquake in Japan was just a couple days after the earthquake that we had in the United States. That was on the West Coast. Remember, guys? Out in California. And I think there's a real big one coming to the Bay Area. I think it's going to be huge. Now, 8/11, just yesterday, was the anniversary of the patent of HARP on 8/11. So that's the 223rd day of the year. And we know that's skull and bones number. Skull and crossbones equals 223. And if you flip it around, it's that 322 number. So it's a big number tied to death. And it makes sense that they're going to have all these events taking place as we are coming into the 37-year, well, we just had the 37-year anniversary of the patenting of HARP. And you see what this, that article said, it could be due to fracking. Well, fracking equals 156. The 156 prime number is 9/11. And false flag, 156, December 22nd. Equals 156 matching fracking. I'm wondering if we're going to have a dark December. You know, is this the dark winter that they've been warning us about? And what is the twin suns we're seeing in the sky? Well, it's a solar simulator where they can burn up whole cities. You've seen what happened in Lahaina, right? Yeah, that's child's play compared to what these people can do with these solar simulators. And you'll notice with the sun simulator, it kind of looks like a stop sign. If you look into the information about Yaldabaoth, you'll notice this archon that he's called the Demiurge. He kind of controls this reality, right? This false god. And he has the two suns on his symbolism, the false sun by his head, and then the true sun, which is hidden behind this false sun. So this is nothing new with these solar simulators. It seems like, to me, they've been resetting history and controlling the narrative for some time now. We see the black sun symbolism in Freemasonry. Remember, I did a video a while back showing you guys over in China, they're rolling out the blue roofs, right? And this ain't one neighbor or two neighbors. We're talking about whole cities in China are rolling out these blue roofs. So it has some type of asphalt on the one side. You roll it out, it sticks to your roof. And there's a play here on symbolism. You see how, remember during Lahaina, the laser beams wouldn't burn anything blue. And then symbolically, you have the elites who are the blue bloods, and it's not touching them, right? It won't burn them, but it burns up all the peasant colors. And blue and purple were, just looking at the colors alone, these were two colors that were heavily connected in ancient times to the noble bloodlines, the blue bloods. And let's not forget, guys, if you watch Halo, the new series Halo, it's an amazing series. In that series, they have this weapon system that these reptilian humanoids use. And it's called, they glass whole planets, right? Which it's plasma. It's a plasma beam that you, pretty much a direct energy weapon that just burns whole freaking civilizations up. They're gone. Kind of like what we've seen in Lahaina. And like I said, it's a reptilian species, which maybe not too far from real life, what these elites might be, some fallen angelic type of reptilian race. And that's just me thinking out loud. I'm not saying that's for sure, but there is a lot of evidence that shows that they might be this, right? And that's their orbital bombardment weapon where they'll blast this plasma beam down, and it's called glassing of the planet. It turns everything into glass. Now, in a lot of the ancient texts in Hindu culture, they would talk about weapon systems that would turn the sand to glass. So I think this technology has been around for quite some time now. They love to show us the predictive programming in different series and different movies of something happening to the sun. with this black, it makes you think of that song Black Hole Sun with a whole different thinking process, right? Like maybe this was talking about a weapon system. Maybe this is what the Phoenix phenomenon is. Some type of weapon system controlled by a very advanced civilization that lives under our feet. That's where they live. I don't believe they're from a faraway star system. I believe with all my heart, brothers and sisters, they live right underneath us. That's the true knowledge. And during these global cataclysms, some of them end in fire and others end in flooding water. They've showed us the predictive programming of all this in this movie called The Fifth Wave. Now, in The Fifth Wave, the first wave is an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, disabling all electronic devices and plunging us into a dark age. The second wave, massive natural disasters created by this geoengineering technology and HARP. The third wave is the pandemic. They release a deadly virus. And the fourth wave, the silencers. Aliens disguised as humans called silencers hunt down the survivors, creating distrust. And then you have the fifth wave, which is the human army. So now they have manipulated the humans. And guys, their plan is to use these directed energy weapons in a staged alien invasion type ritual where they murder us with directed energy weapons. And I believe with all my heart, Lahaina was a test run for this technology to see how it works. And this is the real reason we see everybody over in China painting their roofs blue. They know what's coming. They know what's coming. With the mask mandates, it shows us how dumbed down and easily misled society really is, why us free thinkers are in our digital FEMA camp surrounded by their technology and murdered with direct energy weapons within a few days. They could carry this out, blame it on an alien threat, and use that to roll out their smart cities, their smart grid, and this
social media society. Giants are muting voices, turning off notifications, and unfollowing people without your consent. Why? Because they fear the truth. But you don't have to be a victim. Join us at truthmafia.com, the world's largest alternative media conglomerate. Opt into our daily email updates and stay connected to the unfiltered truth. No algorithms, no censorship, just pure, unadulterated facts. Break free from the digital chains. Discover the truth they don't want you to see. Visit truthmafia.com and take control of your information. Your voice matters. Make sure it's heard.
Make sure you guys opt into our daily newsletter. That's on truthmafia.com. The link is in the bio on Instagram and in the description below. And if you want to book your personal decode with me, Tommy Truthful, and find out your role in the simulation, whether you're a non-player character or first player character, or a rare first player character and carrier of the Neo Code. That link is also in the bio and in the description below. We started a new decode too, guys. That covers if you have the 12-strand DNA. And all these are available on truthfultv.com.
The clock is spinning fast, but we ain't backing down. We'll make it last. They try to silence us, control the game, but we won't let them. We'll rise in vain, Tommy Truthful, leading the way, exposing censorship, no price to pay, they wanna censor us, control the news, but we'll keep fighting, spreading the truth, cause we're the Truth Mafia, breaking the chains, shining the light through the darkest of days, they try to shut us down, but we won't be confined, Tommy Truthful and the crew, we're right on time.